Training camp starts Friday. The long wait is over. Happy to be joined now by head coach Gary Kubiak. Coach, thanks so much for taking a minute here. I know you're busy getting all the guys in today. When I first sat down with you and you were named head coach here back in the offseason, you said, hey, it's time to get to work. We got a lot of work to do. Let's get started. I can't wait for April 13th. Well, here we are. It's camp. The next phase of that work out here on the field with the guys in pads. What kind of camp are you going to run? Maybe if people are going to come out and see, what can this team expect as you leading the way out there?
Well, no, you're right. It's interesting how quick things come around. You know, I was talking to the rookies the other day, and I said, in 2.5 weeks, you're going to be in Seattle in a preseason game, and their eyes get about that big. But what type of camp? I think we're just going to continue to push our work that we started in the off season. You know, we got a lot of things to get done. We got a lot of questions to answer, and we've got some things going on with some players, you know, that aren't quite ready for camp yet, that we've got to kind of manipulate all those things the right way. But we need to have a good, hard, physical camp and do some great classroom work and bring this team together. It's going to be a new chemistry, a new football team when it's all said and done. So we'll go to work on all those things, and I can't wait to get started.
John said Thursday, no players will start preseason on PUP. When you hear that as a head coach, how great is that? And that can kind of set the bar for how you will ease some of these guys in.
Yeah,
that's
really important. You know, there were some concerns about a few guys, and as we came back this week and brought the injured guys back early, we worked a couple of days to see where they're at. So we're good to go. But there are, I think the guys I'm sitting here thinking of, DT, Antonio, Danny, Brandon, and actually Virgil a little bit. So we're gonna have a little process with those guys as we build them up to being a full-time participant in practice. But that's kind of part of it as a coach. I mean, you're having to game plan each day and how you go about it with your football team. So, but for the most part, we're good and ready to go.
Can you share, do you have a number in your head with how many spots you have an idea? Okay, we got our starter here, we're good. Let's make sure he's repped and knows the system. Are there a lot of spots in your head that you think, you know, look, it's still kind of open right now. We need to see what these guys do during camp. Who's going to step up? Who might earn their chance to contribute week one?
I think, we have some very established veteran players that have been some great players for quite a while. But right. I think all players would sit here and tell you, hey, I'm here to earn my job. Yeah. And they all feel that way. And so, you know, everybody needs their work. I think guys that have been doing it for a while kind of know exactly where they need to be after week one, week two. They have a pretty good pattern. But yet we're having to push the issue at some spots. You know, up front, we're very young. Offensively, we talked about that. We got some new faces on this team that we have to get caught up. And, you know, on the defensive line, we got an issue now where somebody's going to have to step up for Derek come opening day. So, you know, there's some things to get done. But I think every player wants to earn his keep, and we got a bunch of guys that want to do that.
Well, you're going to have everyone inside this building together in this team meeting room before you take the field tomorrow. Give us a little prelude, perhaps, what the message will be as you guys start 2015 on the field in pads.
You know, I'm going to talk about a lot of things. We're actually going to have an administrative meeting first, so then we'll come back and do the football after that. But I'll talk about a lot of things, but our goal is to win a championship. I mean, that standard was set with Mr. Bolin and how this organization is run, but there's a lot of work to be done to get that done, and we'll talk about that work. We'll talk about how we can get there and what it takes to get there, but we'll stay focused on our work. We need to have a great training camp. That's all we can do right now, and Friday's the most important day, and I'll try to keep them focused one day at a time.
Yeah, that Seattle game will be on all of us here very quickly, especially the coaching staff. And you want to hit that goal. You want to win that championship. It starts with the work these guys put in on the field. It starts Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and you can be here. For the head coach, Gary Kubiak. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm Chris Hall. Plenty more on DenverBroncos.com.